We are going to pick right up where we left off. So please come to an upright, dignified posture. This is an hour of the day that more sane cultures have something called siesta. So just go ahead and let this be whatever it is, right? If you get sleepy, if you nod off, well, okay. Can you do that with awareness? That's the only question. It's possible. So feet flat on the floor, knees below hips, hands placed well, heart is open, collarbones are wide, spine is long, crown is lifting, the head tilts forward 1 centimeter while the chin tucks in 1 centimeter, eyes can gently close. Tongue can relax. And really with the head, another way of getting the proper position of the head, the straightening of the back of the neck, is to just take the top point of your ears and let them lift. Let them go straight up. That way the shoulders can really settle, the trapezius muscles can soften. And with meditation, with all things really, but with meditation, the magic is in the repetition. So here we are again. With a little more familiarity than we had last time. So, begin by checking in with yourself. What's it like to be me right now? Then add to that a conscious acknowledgement, an intention for this to be a holding environment. That this, the space of your body, the space of your awareness, of your mind, can be infused with caring, infused with kindness. Whatever comes up in this space, we will simply hold it, simply allow it, handle ourselves with care. So begin in the soles of your feet. Once again, feeling all the sensations, pressure, and aliveness. Feeling the calves and the shins. feeling the knees. Placing your mind in the lower legs and the feet. And just noticing where there's tension. Go into the tension. Lean into it with your awareness. Take a breath to really feel it. And as you exhale, let it go. Feel your thighs. Be thorough, explore. Tension. Gripping. The pelvis. See if you can isolate just the bones of the pelvis, the pelvic bowl, pubic bones, sits bones, hip points. And then the glutes. Tend to carry a surprising amount of tension. So noticing all of that from the thighs into the pelvis, take a breath, feel the discomfort. As you exhale, it just gently melts away down into the earth. And then the belly and the low back. Feeling as you breathe in, relaxing as you breathe out. Every breath now. Feeling and releasing. Enjoying the articulation of the spine upwards. Feeling the solar plexus coming into the upper torso. Feeling to inhale. Relaxing with the exhale. These two poles of the breath that we're working with here that have a different energy to them. Inhaling is bringing life in, bringing awareness in. Breathing out is releasing, letting go, surrender. We're inspiring, surrendering. Waking up to the upper torso and everything that's going on there. And then letting it go, letting it dissolve. And then the arms. wrists and the hands and the fingers. Then coming up to the head, back of the head, the top of the head, the temples and the brain. And as you just feel and release, I'll point something else out. Every time you experience that release, that relaxation, that's coming just through paying attention. Your mind is softening, it's opening, isn't it? That as the body relaxes, our consciousness shifts. Then the brow and the eyes and the nose, cheeks and the ears, the lips, and the jaw, relax. Coming into a sense of embodiment, full embodiment. Just see on your inhale, can you truly be here, inhabiting your home? As you exhale, inching towards serenity. Can you feel how the body is a living other? With a life and a will and feelings all its own. Going on with or without you. And then setting the breath in its natural rhythm, so allowing the exhales to be relaxed, but allowing them to really go out and dissolve. You'll feel the belly soften when you're really letting go of the exhale. And you hang out in the transition. Notice the spark. Shepherd the inhale. Be with the transition. whole thing starts again. But it's going without you. You are literally following the breath. The breath is leading. So please enjoy that process. And then the tip of the nose. These supple, tingling, temperate sensations. Holding the breath like you would a lover, with passion, with tenderness and mercy. And fidelity. And then the stories. The river of stories. You're here at center stage with the breath. And can you allow those stories to just be backstage? They don't have to leave. But your allegiance is elsewhere. What happened yesterday? What happens next? The itch, you're not sure if you should scratch, wanting it to be over, hoping it never ends, whatever it is. Backstage. In these last few moments, I ask you to open your mind like an aperture. Just open your mind to the room, feeling the space around you, feeling the temperature on your skin. And noticing that you can feel the other bodies in space in relationship to your body. A sense of body in front of you, behind you, to the left, to the right. As was said earlier, we are in this together. Every beautiful person in this room is down with the revolution of the heart. That's why we're here. Can you open your mind and open your practice to include these folks? And hold them with your awareness for a moment, with warmth and care. Where would I be without you? Even if I don't know you. And we'll send out some wishes of loving kindness. So for those of you who are new to this, we'll do it with the breath. We'll breathe in. I'll say a phrase. You'll think the phrase as you breathe in. And as you breathe out, you'll just let that wish exhale out into the environment. So thinking the thought as you breathe in, allowing it to emanate and resonate as you breathe out. May each of us be filled with love. May each of us feel safe and held. May each of us be so inspired. May we all be free. Free from confusion, free from not knowing who we really are. Free of suffering. May we all be free. Half smile, if that's available. All the way up to a big dopey grin. So, ideally we would have had some movement, but for obvious reasons, there will be less movement than originally intended. But I would like to do some walking meditation outside next to give us a chance to let lunch really do its thing, you know. But also, truly, more importantly, we've been exploring these ideas around body, breath, and earth, and a little bit about emotions. And so can we take that out there? This is a flight simulator for the out there of non-spirit rock life, where things are a little more tense. But can we stay in our bodies? Can we allow our feet to connect to the earth, actually feeling that connection? And if you don't feel it, you can just imagine it to prime the pump. And can we stay connected with breath through it? Very, very simple, which makes it very complex to do. Okay, so let's see. Let's do this. We'll start. Let's go downstairs and we'll start outside together. And then I'll set us up and we're actually going to just go on our own little walk. Okay? So I'll meet you all downstairs in a couple minutes here.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.